Tomorrow, one of President Obama's biggest critics, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, holds a summit on ways that Washington can encourage private sector job growth. The summit comes as the Obama administration makes a new attempt to reach out to the nation's business leaders. It's telling them it's ready to listen to their suggestions about how to revive the economy. As NPR's Jim Zeroli reports, the president has been under fire from some of the biggest business lobbies who say his policies and rhetoric have undermined growth.
President Obama came to office with a lot of support from the nation's business leaders, some of the most famous CEOs in Silicon Valley, the media, and on Wall Street were big donors to his campaign. But 19 months later, that support has weakened, says Jeffrey Sonnenfeld of the Yale School of Management.
The relationship has been deteriorating, both in public and the public face and backstage.
Part of the resentment business leaders feel has to do with rhetoric. Political pundits have faulted the president for not showing more anger toward companies like BP and Goldman Sachs. But as business groups like the Chamber of Commerce see it, the president's tone has often betrayed an animosity toward business, as in this attack on the Bush administration's regulatory policies.
And if you're a Wall Street bank or an insurance company or an oil company, you pretty much get to play by your own rules, regardless of the consequences for everybody else.
Recently, the Business Roundtable sent the administration a 54-page list of issues it said are impeding economic growth. Some of the issues cited have been on the table for years, like the fact that the government taxes U.S. companies on money made overseas. But some of the concerns are new. Stan Anderson is with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Now we're looking at this tsunami of new regulations that are going to be emanating from the administration over the next period of months and years.
Some of the Democrats' biggest legislative accomplishments, like the health care overhaul and the financial reform bill, have left some business groups quietly seething. And lobbying groups have faulted the president for not pushing free trade agreements more aggressively. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gary Locke notes that the president has been a strong advocate of export growth, and he rejects the notion that President Obama is anti-business.
He has repeatedly said to the business leaders and to the members of the cabinet that we want American businesses to succeed because they are the source of the private sector jobs. And if the business community succeeds and hires people, then America succeeds.
Locke says the administration is ready to listen to business leaders' ideas about reviving the economy, though some, like a cut in corporate taxes, are probably off the table.
We can't, on the one hand, simply just lower taxes because the business community is also very concerned about the rising deficits.
Locke also notes that President Obama has done something that should be applauded by business leaders. His policies have begun turning the economy around, though not, Locke concedes, as fast as the administration would like. Yale's Jeffrey Sonnenfeld agrees. He also says many CEOs aren't as extreme in their views as lobbying groups like the Chamber of Commerce, and the president can still repair his relations with business leaders. One thing he can do, Sonnenfeld says, is bring more people from the business world into his inner circle.
This administration has been surrounded by lawyers, economists, and policy analysts, not people who have actually been general managers.
But doing so carries clear risks for the president. Any move to reach out to the business world would alienate liberal voters who already see the president as too quick to compromise on core values. The challenge the president faces will be to appease his critics without alienating his base any further. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.